Greetings. Let us take our collective breath. Welcome to Lesson 4. Today, I want to spend some time talking about stress, and we'll experience our third meditation, a guided meditation. In Lesson 3, we talked about the extensive benefits that come from meditating. Wasn't it just stunning how far-reaching those benefits really are? Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And one of the primary benefits of meditation is the reduction of stress. The deep rest experienced during the practice of meditation allows the body to naturally dissolve stress and strain. And when stress is reduced in the nervous system during meditation, benefits like better sleep and clearer thinking also naturally develop. Over 600 research studies have verified that the daily practice of meditation produces this wide range of positive effects that we spoke about. With stress being such a big part of our lives, I want you to spend a little bit of time today talking about what stress is and what it's not. There are two major types of stress. Stress that's beneficial and motivating, which we can call good stress, and stress that causes anxiety and even health problems. That's clearly the bad stress. In small doses, stress does have many advantages. For instance, it can help us meet daily challenges. It can motivate us to reach our goals. In fact, sometimes stress can help you accomplish tasks more efficiently. It's also a vital warning system, producing the fight or flight response. When the brain perceives some kind of stress, it starts flooding the body with chemicals. This creates a variety of reactions, such as an increase in blood pressure and heart rate. Plus, the senses have a laser-like focus, so you can avoid physically stressful situations, such as jumping away from a moving car, and be safe. So the stress of a looming deadline that motivates us to get it all done is very different from the type of emotional stress that can stay around for weeks or even months and eventually weaken our immune system and cause high blood pressure, fatigue, depression, anxiety, and even heart disease. There are important ways that your body lets you know that you're struggling with too much stress. Inability to concentrate or complete tasks. You get sick more often. Your body aches. You have headaches. You're irritable. You have trouble falling asleep or staying awake. Changes in your appetite, and you're often more angry or anxious than usual. So good stress helps us go about our daily tasks and achieve those hard-to-reach goals. This stress helps us learn new things, adapt to change, and engage in creative thinking. Everyone experiences good stress on a daily basis. Another form of good stress is the stress that enables us to survive in times of trauma. This stress makes us aware of danger and enables us to escape when we need to. Still, the question remains, what is stress? Stress is the tension that arises between what we want to happen and what is happening. The mind says no and rejects what is. That rejection, that mental pushback, creates the tension that we begin to feel. The chemicals in our body begin to change and our energy drops. The vibrational quality of our life lowers and becomes dense and heavy. We can become trapped in that state of resistance if we don't have the tools to free ourselves. The good news is all the muscles you're studying are tools for that freedom. What stress is and what we think stress is can be two different things. We often believe that stress comes from external circumstances, our family, our relationships, our kids, our job, the headlines, and that we have no choice because it's a stressful situation and everyone nods their head in agreement. But if stress originated from outside of ourselves, then everyone would be responding the same way, and that is clearly not the case. So it's not the situation, but our response to it. Our thoughts about it that make it a stressful situation or not. Our minds are creating the stressful situation by simply deciding that it is. What mind is creating this stress? The unknown mind, which is the untrained mind. and meditation helps us get to know this mind and the thoughts it's thinking. Meditation helps us to see life for what it really is, neutral data. So take a look at where in your life you feel the most stressed and see if your mind is telling you it's a stressful situation and see what happens when you apply the filter of neutral data. See what changes in your mind. See what changes in your emotional state. See how your body changes in its relationship to that situation. It's absolutely powerful. So with that, we're going to do a guided meditation. I'm inspired to go back to a wonderful book entitled Seven Paths to God by Joan Boyesenko. I was deeply moved by that book, and I was deeply moved by what she calls the loving kindness meditation. It's in the Buddhist tradition. And in this meditation, we will send blessings first to ourselves, then to our loved ones, then to those we are in conflict with, and finally, to all beings. Now, your mind might be immediately saying, sounds good, except for the part about the people we are in conflict with. Just observe it, and don't let it necessarily lead the way. Just observe that. So let's begin. If you haven't had a chance to get yourself comfortable, please do so, and join me in taking some deep breaths. Begin to enter the inner sanctuary of stillness and continue to breathe. Relax and trust. Imagine a great star of light above you, pouring a waterfall of love and light over you. Let the light enter the top of your head and begin to wash through you, revealing the purity of your own heart, which is beginning to expand and extend beyond you, merging with that eternal and internal divine light. See yourself totally enclosed in this bubble of light. Feel the warmth of this loving glow. And then repeat these loving kindness blessings for yourself. May I be at peace. May my heart remain open. May I awaken to the light of my own true nature. May I be healed. May I be a source of healing for all beings. And take a breath. Next, bring loved ones to your mind. See them in as much detail as possible. See the loving light shining down on them and washing through them, revealing the light within their own heart. See this light growing even brighter, merging with that divine light that is within them as well. Enclose them in this bubble of light. And then to them say, may you be at peace. May your heart remain open. May you awaken to the light of your own true nature. May you be healed. May you be a source of healing for all beings. And breathe. Next, think of a person whom you hold in judgment and to whom you're ready to begin extending forgiveness. And just go with the person your mind and your heart just presented to you. Place him or her in this bubble of light. And see the light washing away all the negativity and hurt and delusion of separation, just as it did for you and your loved ones. Looking at this person, say to them, may you be at peace. May your heart remain open. May you awaken to the light of your own true nature. May you be healed. May you be a source of healing for all beings. And breathe. Now see our beautiful planet as it appears from outer space, this delicate jewel spinning slowly in the starry vastness. Imagine our Earth surrounded by light green continents, beautiful blue waters, white polar caps. See the two-legged and the four-legged, the fish that swim and the birds that fly. See the beauty of the opposites that is Earth, day and night, good and evil, up and down, male and female. Be spacious enough right now. Expand your bubble to hold it all as you offer these blessings. May there be peace on earth. May the hearts of all people be open to themselves and to each other. May all people awaken to the light of their own true nature. May all creation be blessed and be a blessing to all that is. And breathe. Begin to become aware of my voice, your surroundings, and gently open your eyes and come back into this place and space. Our quote for the day comes from Henry David Thoreau. It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at the ways in which we can add meditation to our active everyday living. And we'll do a mindful meditation. Until then, namaste.